Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. 3 days to their first debate. President Biden is at Camp David. He's hunkered down with aides doing mock debate practices. Former President Trump has had informal sessions with several advisors, but he continues to campaign and is telling supporters there's really no debate strategy. Reproductive rights could be a major focus of the debate. It was 2 years ago today that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
This is a health care crisis. And we all know who was to blame. Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris on the campaign trail in Maryland. More than 60 million Americans are under heat alerts with triple-digit temperatures in some parts of the nation. A weekend of torrential rain has led to historic flooding in Iowa, with states of emergency declared in 22 counties. The governor of Minnesota activated the National Guard to help with rescues and the cleanup effort. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found on an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. Voters tell polls they're more concerned about crime in the economy than abortion, but Democratic Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says voters still prefer candidates who'd protect reproductive rights.
And so while the first thing out of his mouth was about the economy, he was actually voting for his daughters. And I think that's, you know, we're hearing more and more when you actually have these more detailed conversations.
Today is the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department responded to reports of a shooting in the Denfeld neighborhood early Friday morning. According to law enforcement authorities, the reports came in just after 7 a.m. in the area of North 41st Avenue West and West 5th Street. Witnesses say they saw the potential suspects enter a residence in the area, then voluntarily exited and were detained by the responding officers. Authorities have not reported any injuries as a result of the incident, and the police investigation remains active. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office has received a massive grant to help combat the opioid epidemic. According to a Fox 21 report, Ashland County will receive $228 million over the next 14 years to treat incarcerated people who struggle with opioid use in an effort to prevent them from reoffending in the future. Some of the projects that money will fund include efforts to start medication-assisted treatment, training staff to treat dependency, improving access to social services, and establishing drug disposal stations. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are back home.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip. 7 games in 7 days. Losing 4, but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher, Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, he shut us down pretty well. So I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so it gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other.
Football last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet yet confident and soft-spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bright blue skies and highs in the low 80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday morning, join Sandy Williams and I discuss the stories impacting everyday Americans like you and me.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is Lake Air 1260 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the big Monday edition. This, the happier happy hour. This one we're saving for you, folks. 844-967-2789. U.S. Supreme Court. They still have not ruled on Trump's immunity request, right?
Right.
And by delaying, they're basically giving this guy cover. It pisses me off. Yeah, to no end. But anyways, Tom. They might want to revisit same-sex marriage. Can you see with this new conservative dynamic on the court? It's been 10 years, but it's three new conservatives on the court. And I could see a change of the outcome should they revisit this. And they're going to give us a little tell, perhaps, according to Ruth Marcus over at the Washington Post. Are the justices re-examining same-sex marriage? Majority ruling in an immigration case could signal an appetite to revisit marriage equality. I read, not all, but some, a little. Is the Supreme Court's conservative majority plotting to chip away at the right to same-sex marriage or other constitutional protections? Question mark. Yes. The liberal justices seem to think so and issued an ominous warning to that effect in a dissent on Friday as part of an otherwise obscure immigration case. So they're giving you a little warning, folks. When the justices put it in the dissent, they're trying to tell you something.
Exactly.
The case, Department of State versus Munoz, involves Sandra Munoz, a California woman and U.S. citizen, whose husband, Luis Asiano Cordero, a citizen of El Salvador, wanted to enter the United States to live with his wife and child, also a U.S. citizen. An officer at the U.S. consulate in San Salvador refused him entry, finding that Asensio Cordero was a member of the MS-13 gang, partly on the basis of his religious tattoos. Asensio Cordero denied gang membership, and under U.S. immigration law, non-citizens don't have the right to challenge visa denials in court. But Munoz claimed that the refusal to give her husband a visa infringed on what she said was her fundamental right to live with her spouse in the United States, part of the protection of the right to marriage that the court has said is guaranteed under the Constitution. So this is where the plot thickens, Dom. The court rejected that argument. A citizen does not have a fundamental liberty interest in her non-citizen spouse being admitted to the country. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the majority. Such a right, she said, is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions, citing a 1997 case that has become the touchstone for determining, or in the case of abortion, limiting the scope of constitutional rights not specifically outlined in the text. You can guess the reason for the liberal justice's worry here. The first sentence in the dissent, written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, comes from Obergefell versus Hodges, the 2015 case establishing the right to same-sex couples to marry. That was a 5-4 decision by a far different court. Two members of the majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, now have been replaced by Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Oh, they're just the like ideologically, Dom.
Possibly go wrong.
And the majority could have disposed of this case, Sotomayor argued, simply by declaring that Munoz had received all the process she was due, an explanation from authorities about why the visa was refused. Now, Justice Neil Gorsuch made the same point, concurring in the outcome, but not joining the majority opinion. That could and should have been the end of it, Sotomayor said. Instead, the majority swings for the fences. It approaches the constitutional right to marriage, she warned, is inconsistent with the understanding it outlined in Obergefell, and its assurances in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization in 2022 decision eliminating constitutional protection for abortion rights that other precedents were not at risk.
Oh, maybe those precedents are at risk, Rudy. I'll jump in. The majority in Dobbs disclaimed any interest in revisiting other decisions, including Obergefell, grounded in unenumerated rights. Justice Clarence Thomas would have gone all the way undoing decisions establishing protection for married couples to obtain contraceptives, for gay couples to engage in sexual behavior, and for same-sex marriage. Despite the majority's assurance 2 terms ago that its eradication of the right to abortion does not undermine in any way other entrenched substantive due process rights, such as the right to marry, the right to reside with relatives, and the right to make decisions about the education of one's children, the court fails at the first pass, Sotomayor warned. Yeah, very telling indeed, Crudy. Most immediately, she said, the risk is to same-sex couples who often can't safely live together in other countries. Yet she intimated that there was more going on here. The majority, she said, makes the same fatal error it made in Dobbs, requiring, quote-unquote, too careful a description of the claimed fundamental liberty interest. This reads like the first salvo in the battle over the scope of unenumerated constitutional rights unleashed by Dobbs. The majority responded that the dissenters were leaping to unwarranted conclusions. Its basic message to the liberals was that they should chill out, quote, Barrett writing. To be clear, today's decision does not remotely call into question any precedent of this court, including those protecting marriage as a fundamental right. So how fearful should we be about the threat to same-sex marriage? If the question were to come up for the first time today, I doubt the court would reach the same result as in Obergefell and declare a sweeping constitutional new right. At the same time, and yes, I know how cavalierly they tossed aside the precedent Dobbs, I doubt that even this court is about to upend the national legal landscape again and eliminate the right to marriage equality. Still, Ruth Marcus writes at the Washington Post, Barrett and her fellow conservative justices are clearly not inclined to any broad reading of the Constitution and its unenumerated rights. As Gorsuch and the dissenters pointed out, they could have ducked the constitutional question and decided Munoz on narrower grounds. Instead, they opted to reiterate the importance of restricting constitutional protections to only those, quote, deeply rooted in history and tradition, unquote. Was this a signal, question mark? An invitation, question mark? That the liberal justices are nervous should worry us all. Again, Ruth Marcus at the Washington Post. And given the makeup of this court and generally with the megas these days, abso-frickin-lutely, they're going to come after everything all the time. It's going to be like an Eagles song around here.
Man, I hate the Eagles.
I had a rough day, man. I like the Eagles.
I don't really hate the Eagles.
I know. I mean, who could possibly? But yes, yes, of course they're going to. Yes, they're laying down the seed corn, man. This is how they roll. They're going to absolutely do that. So are 75% of those in the previous poll we talked about, voters are concerned, and the judgment, the person that their president would put on the Supreme Court will impact their vote. Certainly that's both conservative and liberal. But just consider it a shot across the bow, Crudy.
Dom, against better judgment and prudence, 844-967-27.
Wait, what?
89. CJ, can you stay on topic, man? Do you want to talk about the Dobbs or the Supreme Court perhaps overruling same-sex marriage?
Let's talk about those issues, CJ. Uh-oh. One. I mean, you know, after like 15 Hello. Minutes.
Yeah, we're here, CJ, but you got to stay on topic, dude. What topic have we been talking about?
You misrepresent what most conservatives believe.
That How so?
They believe in women's rights, but they believe in restrictions. And you softball this doctor, Kristen Riley, every time you have Wirely. Her on. Okay, thank
How
you.
How so? Should I challenge her right to abortion as Republicans would do, CJ? Should I tell her she doesn't have the right to make these decisions for herself or with her patients?
Does she believe in any restrictions? Trump, you always misrepresent what us, the conservatives, our candidates.
Back at you, man, because Republicans all the time tell me that post-birth abortions, man, so... If we're misrepresenting, certainly conservatives do the same. But please continue your cogent thought.
Thanks, Crudy. I appreciate you guys taking my call. But, you know, if that's why I call in, because it frustrates me to hear your candidate misrepresent what we believe. And
what specifically do you believe, CJ? What do you believe? Hang on, CJ. I appreciate your point. Now, you're saying our guest was misrepresenting what you believe. I'd like you to specifically articulate what did she misrepresent about your belief?
Well, she claims that all megas believe in, you know, taking away a right for a woman to choose. We don't, but we believe in some restrictions. I personally believe that there should be exceptions for rape, incest, the health of the mother, the life of the child beyond 15 weeks. So,
decide with her body what she wants to do with it. See the contrast.
Is that what you're saying? You don't believe in any restrictions on weeks? Because that's what Chuck Schumer
Not if medically necessary,
on,
no.
They put on the, they voted for on the Senate floor.
Yeah,
the
yeah, you keep saying that, CJ, but no one's getting to that third trimester and murdering the baby. That doesn't happen. That's called murder. And if you do that, those folks want those babies, and they're heartbroken that they have to go through that process. The point being is that when you overturned Roe v. Wade, which had, you know, a point of viability, let's just go with a point of viability. That was the standard for 50 years. Let's keep those standards. If you would concur with that, CJ, but you don't. You want to continue to restrict it. At the end of the day, it's not your body, it's not your business. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely gonna budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you can pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Girls, we run this mother. The big and tall of political talk. Girls, the devil's advocates.
Phone lines are open, going back to your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dom Gale from Beaver Dam is next. Gale, we understand you got some thoughts on Trump. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gale.
Yes. Hi, guys. Good show. Keep up the good work. Just a little bit of a part of my song here. Trumpy Dumpty ran on a wall. Trumpy Dumpty conned them all. Trumpy Dumpty filled their ear. And never came to fruition year after year, and I can't go through the rest of the song. I got another song called Trump Circus, but we won't go into that.
Wow, man. I love the creativity. They give you so much to use, don't they?
Yeah. There's a part of that song. It starts off at Trump's. Come to Trump Circus. Meet all the crooked clowns. You'll need chest waiters. The swamp is all around. They've got the smoking mirrors and shell games abound. Come to Trump Circus. Meet all the crooked clowns. And then it goes on from there.
Gail, you could be a rapper.
Yeah, that, man.
You're an OG, Gail.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for playing, Gil. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. See, there's so much creativity, you know, in the midst of the chaos of the megas.
If only you had some. Dom, Jennifer Rubin at the Post. Want to turn our attention here. The Supreme Court, the topic of the day, I think. Because we still don't have a ruling on the Trump immunity, right? And that's the big issue. If we don't, if they're going to declare the man the king, I would like to have SEAL Team 6 standing back and standing by. If I were Joe, getting ready for the debate. Because you know where he's going to be on Thursday night, right?
Right, man.
As Ruben writes, the headline, MAGA justices already gave Trump de facto immunity and disgraced the court. Not much, but a little of this, Dom. Another day of Supreme Court decisions passed on Friday. Another day without an opinion on presidential immunity. No better evidence of bad faith and bias on the part of the right-wing Supreme Court majority exists than its foot-dragging on the decision concerning whether felon and former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for an insurrection. In deciding to delay the case for more than 6 months, the court itself commits election interference. They're rigging it! They're rigging it! According to Jennifer Rubin. Now, Trump's strategy in his four criminal matters has always been to delay any reckoning beyond the election in hopes he would get elected, whereupon he could shut down the federal prosecutions and put state cases on hold. Now, thanks to U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's near comedic stalling of Trump's Espionage Act case and the Supreme Court's equally blatant procrastination, Trump may get his way. Cannon, obvious favoritism towards Trump and entertaining specious arguments, holding nonsensical hearings, including a bizarre hours-long hearing featuring non-party lawyers debating a well-settled issue, and delays and delaying definitive decisions that could be appealed, has been widely panned. No wonder her fellow judges, including the chief judge in her Southern District of Florida, wanted her to recuse. But is the Supreme Court majority any better, Dom? Are they? Alito with the upside-down flags? Ginny and Clarence? And then you see Roberts. He's lost control of that court.
Are they any better? Hell, they're willing participants, and in, at least in the case of Ginny and her emails, an active participant in trying to overthrow the government. A quote from a longtime Democratic activist and consultant, Michael Podhorzer: by shielding Donald Trump from standing trial before a jury in two of his felony cases, Trump's three appointments to the Supreme Court, along with the even more mega justices Alito and Thomas and Judge Eileen Cannon, have already irreparably interfered in the 2024 election. Most importantly, when we finally do get the immunity ruling in the days or more likely weeks ahead, it will set the stage for a historic crisis. Rubin goes on, if Trump's January 6th trial speeds ahead, U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan will be seen as meddling in the election. If she holds off until after the election, it will be clear the Supreme Court already did Trump's bidding. Another quote, Podhorzer: it didn't have to be this way. We had the Republican majority on the court, it didn't have to be this way. Had the Republican majority on the court not intervened at the last minute, we would already have a verdict in this case. Yeah, right? We would already know to the degree what happened. We would have this adjudicated. He continues, we would have had a verdict if they had not rejected Jack Smith when he asked them to decide the same issues last December. Dragging out this case since Smith first asked the court to rule in December stands in sharp contrast to the Supreme Court's swift decisions issued in other time-sensitive cases, such as the Pentagon Papers and Bush v. Gore.
The Pentagon Papers, Dom, 4 days between oral arguments and decision. 4 freaking days. We're working on months here.
Bush v. Gore decided less than a week after going to court. The Trump 14th Amendment disqualification case, that was decided 25 days after oral arguments and the Watergate tapes case. The court took that case on May 31st, heard oral arguments on July 8th, and handed down its decision on July 24th.
There's no reason to delay, Dom, unless they're in the bag. 844-967-2789. Jim has an opinion on the court and Clarence Thomas. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hi there. Clarence Thomas and the conservatives are so into history and tradition now over even the Constitution. I am wondering when Clarence Thomas is going to demand that we have a long history with colored men and white women, when they are going to annul his marriage and demand that we throw him up in a tree.
Yeah. I mean, and those are the obvious ones, Jim, you know, and it's so blatant, you know, it's the limited government, you know, for me, but not for thee. You know what I'm saying? It's the, you know, lack of enforcement. You know, we get to do what we want, but let us tell you how you got to be.
Appreciate your call, Jim. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. And the text line's working. It's a happier, happy hour indeed. What did Jeff message us? Bear with me. I want to get Jeff's contribution in.
Yeah, very important, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks
for playing.
Sorry, Jeff. You don't merit consideration on the air at this moment.
2789. Oh, you totally merit it. We just couldn't find it. Come back with us on the phones or the text and another topic. Talk about lynching Republicans in Arizona. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. Milwaukee Public Schools stand to lose between $35 and $45 million in state aid because of accounting mistakes. That could have ripple effects all over Wisconsin. State Schools Superintendent Jill Underley.
They didn't lose the money. They got the money last year. It's just going to be withheld as we balance things out for the next school year and fix the accounting errors.
Underley tells WISN-TV's Upfront that DPI could have done more to inform the public earlier. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are reminding residents not to harvest cicadas found at state parks. According to a press release, the DNR has received multiple reports of people harvesting the bugs at state park properties, where state law prohibits the capture and removal of any animals, including insects. Any residents who see other parkgoers illegally harvesting the insects should contact the Department of Natural Resources or the state park wardens, who could take enforcement action. The town of Hayward celebrated its 74th annual Muskie Festival over the weekend. The festival is one of the most popular events of the year in the area, getting hometown residents out and about and drawing in visitors from around the region. Earlier this year, the town also received a reward to put towards the festival from Senex for finishing in the top three of their national hometown throwdown competition. According to a Northern News Now report, the event featured over 75 floats and 120 vendors. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift's album Tortured Poets Department is working its way towards some big-time music industry records. Variety says the album has been number one on the charts since its debut 8 weeks ago. If Poets manages to stay there another 6 weeks, which critics say is very possible, Swift will break the all-time record for an album at the top of the charts since the first day of its release of 14 weeks set by Stevie Wonder for his album Songs in the Key of Life. If she makes it to 16 weeks, she will break the record for an album by a female artist at number one for consecutive weeks, currently held by Carole King for her album Tapestry. Swift already holds the record for a solo artist having combined albums in the number one slot, which is 77 weeks. The record for most combined weeks for an album in the top spot by solo or group artists is held by the Beatles at 132. She's got 55 weeks to go. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bright blue skies and highs in the low 80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the great Monday debate edition. The whole week chock full of great debates, perhaps the greatest debates of your lifetime.
Again.
Of course, the most important one Thursday, this Thursday, the presidential debate at the Barrymore Theater. The price is free. The pregame show is Dom Crudy and Maggie Dawn and some others invited. And then the big CNN debate, we will watch it together, folks. Bring some beer money. Cash is preferred. And if you want to throw a couple bucks in the jar, we'll take it. But the Barrymore Theater this Thursday, doors going to open about 6:30. We'll stay through the debate and commiserate with all the fine folks. And you can also commiserate on the big show here, 844-967-2789. A happier happy hour rolling through it. Dom, a few on the text line, and then we'll get to new topics. Dom, glad to hear you've calmed down. Earlier, you were getting pretty heated, and I was worried you're going to pop a blood vessel. And I was about ready to switch the dial to listen to Icky Vicky, which is something I don't normally do. You better not. Crudy, I don't know how you deal with Dom sometimes, says Nick from Marshall. Now, there was a lot of Crudy trash talking on the text line, but I preferred to read Nick from Marshall's text. It's a difficult task, but, you know, I suck it up for you and the audience each and every day.
Those who vote is those who count the votes, says Crudy.
WMDX texter says, also, I have some family members from Stoughton, but thank God CJ is not one of them. Now, there are Trump supporters, but not as jerky as CJ. You know, but CJ is okay in real life. It's just he gets all wound up on the radio show, can't seem to play along with the topic of the day. Jeff from Shorewood, our trash text and attorney buddy, says, be afraid, be very afraid. All the last four Republican appointees to the court, I assume he means, affirmed their adherence and appreciation for stare decisis. And they all lied. Yes, yes, they did. Here's one from Jake in Milwaukee. Jake, I don't know if I should be promoting this, but Jake texts in, I am so pro-life. When I had COVID-19, I coughed near every old person's face out in Trump country.
What?
Herd immunity? Trying to help them along, I guess, Jake?
Wow.
You know, doing it for their sake. 844-967-2789. We do it for your sake. Joe from Madison, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Great show. I wanted to just chime in. Before, Don, you were talking about the upcoming debate, and I think it happens with a lot of folks is it's sort of putting together the idea of dementia or slowness, cognitive slowness, with the stuttering that Biden has been suffering from since he was a very, very young kid. And it's a trait that over a trait disorder that over 3 million Americans share. And it usually happens when they're young. And then they get their therapy, they have ways to deal with it, and it affects them to varying degrees throughout their life. It is a genetic component. If you have it in your family, you're 3 times more likely to suffer from it. And there are all sorts of people who have had it, from Elvis Presley to Winston Churchill to our president, Joe Biden. And it's the area that controls speech. It's not cognition. And it's not language acquisition. It's speech. It's the actual saying of the words, not using the words and figuring out how to use words. And I would argue that our president, in fact, betrays, I think, an incredible nimbleness because he chose to go into a profession in which he is going to have to speak extemporaneously often and responding to people's questions, not always knowing what they're going to say. He has to say it on the spot and it has to fit into what he wants to say, and also that he then doesn't stumble on stuttering. So that I would say that his agility at processing thought and his ability to replace words as he's going along because he knows he might stumble on a particular word is a fascinating sort of thing. And apparently he's been working through on this since he was a very young kid, bullied terribly in school, And I'm sure, Dom, you will appreciate this story from The Choice. It was a PBS documentary. They spoke of one of the nuns in the school he was attending was bullying him and calling him Biden before she called on him. And apparently Biden's mother heard about this and just hauled tail in and apparently said, if you ever do this again, quote, I'll knock your bonnet off. Oh, my.
Wow.
Dom yeah, used to bet. Bully the nuns as well back in grade school. He threatened them with the ruler.
Oh,
there you go.
Up.
Joe,
but I would argue that his ability to work through this is an indication of strength and not weakness, because you have to work hard to overcome this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, Crudy, I interrupted.
Well, I was just going to say the low expectations cast upon Joe Biden. I mean, MAGA World thinks this guy can barely walk out on the stage, right? They want him to stand for 90 minutes because they don't think he's capable, Joe. It is not going to take much for Joe to exceed expectations. And you and I, anyone that's ever seen Joe Biden knows he's not going to be an award-winning orator. But Joe Biden can certainly exceed the expectations as they have been set by MAGA World and Trump and right-wing talk radio. Everybody else says this guy can't string two sentences together.
Exactly. Right. Uh-huh. And it's this realization of, okay, think how smart he has to be to constantly be working around a very severe stutter, one that really hobbled him when he was a kid. But he graduated as, you know, senior class president, and he has made his life living as somebody who is out in the public having to think on his feet and talk on his feet. And that's that he has come through this and is respected as a world leader and has done such a great job for us. I don't know. I think it's kind of amazing myself, and really kind of something that people who stutter can look at and say, golly, look at that. That's pretty amazing. So there you go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. It is a lot to overcome, certainly. And the guy is 81 years old, and he's out there doing this. And why did he decide to run, Curdy, right? It was after Charlottesville, right? That was his
That's
big
what
speech.
He told us, yes.
That's what he told us. That was the... Or for the morality, for morals of America, or something along those lines. And we're going to see the contrast with Trump, who, again, when you got to think on your feet, what does he go to? Well, it's the sharks and the batteries. That's his go-to.
It's always Shark Week in that guy's mind.
And it's the snake. It's the snake speech. He must have that thing in his pocket all the time. I am the snake. He is the snake. He's telling you. He's telling. Literally, you can't. He's telling you. He's been telling you the whole time. He's telling you again. Sooner or later, you got to believe him. And maybe, you know, the megas, they want the snake. They want to be bitten. They want the snake to bite and hurt. And, well, why'd you do that? Because that's what a snake. That's what I do. That's what I am.
Well,
and they want that. They want that to what? The 2025, as Dr. Lyerly referenced, and this plan to, you know, purge all these federal workers and replace them with loyalists. I mean, what? You know, remember the song Civil War from Guns N' Roses back when we were in college, Curdy? And in the song, they talk about, well, we, you know, eliminate and replace them with the other, and the other we get closer, and sooner or later, peace occurs. Remember?
Well, you're skipping that? Like every fourth word. I remember Axl Rose singing, yes.
Axl Rose. They talk about Civil War, and they quote, you talk about replacing these workers with loyalists. You know what I mean? That's not, you know, they were talking about replacing someone whose qualifications for the job would be their loyalty and adherence to the MAGA ideology. Not that they can do the job, not that they're a professional in their field, but who is the most MAGA-y? That's what they're talking about. That's a disaster. I mean, you talk about getting rid of and losing all sorts of institutional knowledge, because there is institutional knowledge. There's a reason you can't fire most of them, because we need to keep the professionals and those that are in those roles. You call it the deep state, you can call it all the things you want, but all of a sudden, when you don't have it, who's running the bureaucracy? Donald Trump and his minions, who decide one day or the other whether or not the weather forecast will include Florida and Texas with a Sharpie or not? You know, this is what we're talking about. And they're going after everything.
Dom, I think you're off base in this regard. If that were true, the most Trump-loyal congressman in the entire U.S. Congress was Glenn Grothman, right? Growthy Grothman, the most loyal, the most Trumpian, allegedly, analytically speaking. Well, if that were true, Grothman should be in line for a cabinet secretary. Right. You know, if loyalty is the only criterion that matter, if competence does not matter one iota, then why is Glenn Grothman not the vice president?
Because it's not 2025 yet. Trump's not in there yet. Here's the quote, Curdy. I pulled the Guns N' Roses quote from Civil War. And I think about the 2025 project when I heard this.
You're quoting Axl Rose?
Hang on. Deal. Work with me here. Just for a minute.
I'll work with you.
We practice selective annihilation of mayors and government officials, for example, to create a vacuum. Then we fill that vacuum as popular war advances, peace is closer. I'm like, God, I don't, what's that from? Well, that quote has been given to what? Abimael Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N, from Shining Path, which I believe was what? Peru's Communist Party. This was the plot from the Shining Path. These are the pure hardcore communists in Peru back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, the guy just died not so long ago. Died in 2021. So the Republicans are literally using the efforts and the path laid forward by the communists, Shining Path specifically, in their effort to replace federal workers with their loyal sycophants. They are engaging in communist activity to what? Get rid of the communists? Is there any through line? Is there any think here from the Republicans? Because you don't want, nobody wants. I don't want Joe Biden loyalists in these positions or Donald Trump loyalists. I want the people that are qualified to do the job, to engage in the governance and the activity of the bureaucracy to move this government. And it's not going to be, you know, Glenn Grothman. He may be elected, but I don't want that guy making decisions, you know, in some federal bureaucracy.
Well, nobody does, not even the Trumpsters. That was the point I was making.
Obviously, right?
You know, we can look forward, Dom, based on your criterion, to Secretary of State Kid Rock at some point.
You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
I mean, well, they're gonna get rid of the Department of Education. Don't need that. Don't need the weather, whatever the weather one. NOAA. They're gonna get rid of the NOAA because there's, I mean, so much talk about climate change. I mean, it's the
NOAA. Well, he built the ark, right?
If we test for COVID, we might find out people had COVID. So let's not test for COVID, and then we don't have to report that anybody has COVID. That's the logic continues with the megas, and that's what they want to do. And they're gonna go after and. You know, unfortunately, they could very well be successful because if you don't stand up, you don't fight back, you don't run them out of town when they come up with these ideas, and you continue to elect hardcore megas who are not beholden to the Constitution or to their constituency, but only to one person. That's a very, very dangerous road to go down. And I think most of these Republicans generally, I mean, would Ronald Reagan support Donald Trump right now? You know what I mean? I mean, as
Mr. Trump, tear down that wall.
Kristen Lyerly mentioned that she was watching this debate, the primary debate with Bush and Reagan, right?
Yeah.
Talking about, oh, let him come in. Bring the immigrant. Of course, they're coming here anyway. We need the work. We need the labor. Oh, we got family. This is a big world, man. We can work on this. We can solve the problems if people are willing to do so. And of course, in this particular case, as it pertains to the border, it was the will of the 34 felony conviction Trump to kill a deal that Republicans in any other year would have normally embraced wholeheartedly.
I don't know how to respond to your Civil War story.
The megas engage in communist activities.
And which, try to rid which the country? World
of Peru.
Peru. They're following Peru. The example of Peruvian communist.
Shining Path.
The 2025 path. Project would yes. be following that example.
Exactly what I'm saying. Yes.
And you learned that from an Axl Rose song in college.
That's what prompted the thought, yes.
It all makes...
It all comes down to Guns N' Roses, man. Flash, one of the greatest guitar players ever.
Axl Rose for VP? Trump's got to pick somebody. It's not going to be us. more Devils Advocates. Join us, 844-96-PARTY.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the South, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
They hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789.
And that song was about Peruvian communists?
Well, the quote is attributed to the Shining Path leader, or at least one of the followers of the Shining Path, yes.
Excellent. Thank you. You've edified me. You've taught me something I never needed to know.
Yes, but do you see it? I mean, this is what the Republicans are trying to do. They want to replace it with their sycophants. That's what they do. Now, they're not talking, or at least practically dragging them out in the street and shooting them, but they want to repopulate these positions with loyalists to somehow, what, give Trump and the conservatives an easier way to control our lives? I mean, it seems, if you think you're not being authoritarian and following Trump and doing these actions, maybe you're being a little authoritarian.
Sorry, I was momentarily daydreaming about loyalists, surrounded by loyalists. It seems, yeah, right. It seems like it could be a good thing.
You know, maybe. Do you want to one? Yes, you want to be yes, 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 yes. Do you want that? That's not healthy. That's not productive.
Be a nice change of pace for once in a while. Just want to be a dictator on day one. Dom, what I find interesting, and I would point out, my phone just let me know, time to get ready. Got Senator Elizabeth Warren around the corner at the Majestic Theater in Madison. I hope it's a very good show. The two-year anniversary of Dobbs finds President Joe Biden's Wisconsin campaign launching a ground effort this week featuring high-profile surrogates. And this reporting at the Journal Sentinel Dom, centered around the first debate of the 2024 presidential election cycle. Now, there might not be a second debate, but I'm feeling more and more confident all the time that you should join us at the Barrymore Theater on Thursday, about 7 o'clock for a roundtable, 8 o'clock for the debate. And Biden's team plans to deploy Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Maryland Governor Wes Moore. That's the guy that, pardoned 175,000 marijuana offenders last week, Don.
Go, Wes.
In a massive mobilization effort with four events across the state, nearly 300 canvassing launches during the weekend following the debate. And Biden's Wisconsin campaign says it will focus its message in the crucial swing state on issues polling shows voter preferred Democrats to handle: abortion, democracy. Abortion and democracy. Those are the issues, according to the Biden team. The presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees are starting the final stages of preparation for their first in-person showdown since 2020. Trump's been on the stage working on his insults, yeah, polishing up his turds, his lies, right?
Yes, he's practicing his pregnant pauses for effect.
And Joe Biden's holed up at Camp David, my understanding, doing the debate prep, Dom. Any understanding, sometimes it's just a moment, a takeaway, a zinger, Dom. What would you recommend to Joe Biden's team? What's your 1-2 punch?
Well, I saw something coming from the team saying, expect the unexpected. So I think Joe should come out with a toupee and a good tan. And I think that would really just shake it up right from the beginning. And then, you know, you got to let Trump hang himself is ultimately what you got to do. And speaking of hanging yourself, Aaron, we did a little work on this. I want to get this out there because the Republican Party is in disarray. There is a Republican from Arizona. Apparently, she's the second in command for the Maricopa County Republican Committee.
She should be first, though.
2023. She was the volunteer of the year. She's an advisor to Carrie Lake. And she has a problem with fellow Republican Stephen Ricker. But first, before she gets into what she would do, hang, lynch Stephen Ricker, she's telling about how important it is to hire and make sure we elect really good Christian conservatives. Let's play the full cut, if you would, please.
But Aaron, let's pretend that this gentleman over here was running for county recorder, and he's a good Christian man that believes what we believe. Well, we can work with that, right? We can. That's unity. That's saying, hey, we're going to shake hands. And we're going to agree that we're going to run a good Christian foundation campaign, and we're going to treat each other well, and we're going to get through this together, right? That's unity.
Unity. What a warm mess.
If Stephen Richer walked in this room, I would lynch him. I don't unify with people who don't believe in the principles we believe in and the American cause that founded this country. And so I want to make that clear when we talk about what it means to unify.
Join my team or I will hang your ass.
This is what, why you got to be. She's the second in command for Maricopa County Republican Committee. She's going to talk about lynching a fellow Republican because what? I'm not Christian-y enough. I mean, you just espoused your good Christian beliefs. Who would Jesus lynch? And can we just talk about this? I really want to know.
Mike Pence.
Apparently, come on, it's just and there's no pause. The crowd's clapping. Hey, yeah, lynch that mofo. Yeah, he's a Republican and didn't do what we wanted him to do. Apparently, according to the person threatened to be lynched, Stephen Ricker, he tweeted out on this. Apparently, Shelby Bush is her name. She also runs an election integrity group called We the People AZ that receives funding from Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne, and Mike Flynn. Interesting choice of words, Stephen notes. Not I'd kick his butt or I'd kill him, but lynch. Why does that word roll off her tongue given its historical context? Of course, she says this after talking about good Christian values. And while some in the room laugh, nobody shouts out in protest. Nobody says, that's too far. That's too far, I'm saying it, Crudy.
Dom, you've already gone too far. Thank you to our fine guest, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Thank you, Aaron, for filling in admirably for Rich today. And thank you all for listening to the explanation of the fact that this song inspired by Peruvian communists.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.